Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy Mike Jones again for YouGospel.com. And on the phone, I have an exclusive interview for you guys with someone who I've been waiting to have this chat with for a while now. It's the one and only Miss Michelle Williams, who's known as one-third of the top-selling female R&B group of all time, Destiny's Child, and is also an award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, actress, and philanthropist. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So excited to be able to have this chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you for reading all that off. Sometimes I have to be reminded of things, so thank you so much. I was like, it's pretty amazing.
How does it make you feel when you do hear all those titles before your name, like so many accolades before you get down to Michelle Williams? Is so much singer, songwriter, producer, actress, philanthropist, Broadway star, like everything.
It does make me think of all that I've done. So anytime I may, you know, get sad or feel ungrateful about something, then it puts me back in my place. Like, no, you have done all these things, you know. So it just every now and then. I mean, I consider myself to be grounded and down to earth. Sometimes I'm told I'm too down to earth and humble. So I have to remember, you know, it is okay to remember and to accept that you have had some success and that you have had accomplishments. That doesn't make you arrogant or conceited or anything. It's just, it's okay to accept. It's like, I did do that. I can give myself a pat on the back. Now it's time to put some new points on the board.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Speaking
yeah.
of which, it was announced last week that you signed to Light Records. So would you mind sharing with us how that situation unfolded with you being a part of that team now?
Well, I'm so excited to be partnering with a company who just understood my vision and embraced me. I just felt I felt the love from James Robinson and Mike Olson, and I cannot wait to get with everybody from E1 as well. I didn't know James has been following my gospel career for a long time. I mean, he knew songs. You know when people say, oh, I love your album, and then when you ask them what song they like, they only tell you a single you put out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, James Robinson named some specific songs that were not singles. So I was like, okay, he knows what he's talking about. He's a true follower of my work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made me feel great to know that not only – They're not just trying to sign me for the business aspect, but because they really do enjoy, you know, what I've done musically. And I enjoy what Light has done over the years since I was a little girl.
And who were some of the people that you used to listen to when you were, you know, younger and listen to the people that were
uh-huh.
on that label?
I listened to Yolanda Adams a lot. I used to just write and transcribe her stuff. CeCe Winans, the Clark Sisters, the Hawkins, the Winans, Commission, Choirs, Ricky Dillard, Hezekiah Walker, Tops of Community Singers, Kim Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, as a teenager, became a huge influence to me musically. And so many, I could go on and on. Believe it or not, Mahalia Jackson. I love just trying to watch old clips of her or just hear some live recordings because of just the conviction and the passion that she sang with.
Yep.
But it's a lot of people that I could continue to name.
Yep, and so those would be people that you would list as influences for your gospel roots.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes I even have to go back and listen to stuff that inspired me to sing because there's a lot of stuff out now that does not inspire me to sing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, when it takes you back to those times of why you do what you do, that's what I have to keep listening to.
Now, some people may think that you are crossing over to do gospel music, but many of us already know you're not crossing over. You're returning to your roots. You know, you're returning to what you grew up listening to and what you love to do. So when you first put out your first gospel album, did you have anybody maybe criticizing you or questioning you, like how you went from R&B to putting out gospel?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the criticism was there, and I guess when I went into gospel, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of the transition. It was such a smooth transition for me because it was in my heart. I grew up as a praise and worship leader. I grew up as one of the top choir directors in my church. I grew up directing one of the top community choirs. So to me, it was rooted and grounded in me. I didn't feel it was contrived. You know, I did it at the height of Destiny's Child career. I could have chosen any other genre of music, you know. But now I have a little more maturity, and my relationship with Christ is stronger. And so, of course, I want the acceptance. Trust me, who doesn't? I want to be fully embraced, you know. Mm-hmm. So I can't worry about the maybe 10% of people who won't understand. You know, all I can do is just put out great music and make sure that people see my life as being, you know, an example. You know, my whole entire life has been a testimony, so I hope people feel that this time around.
I know during the Destiny Fulfilled tour that you did perform Do You Know, you know,
mm-hmm,
solo by
mm-hmm.
yourself. I do remember the video
mm-hmm.
with the pink dress. And
mm-hmm,
did the people
mm-hmm.
in the audience, when you did perform, did they receive the song?
Yes, they did. I mean, yes, they did. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Standing ovations, just thunderous applause because of the boldness that I was able to
mm-hmm.
just come out in between, you know, maybe Kelly's performance and then Beyonce's performance. But in between that, I came out and broke it down. I was like, hold up, y'all. Yes, we independent women and survivors, but hold up, do you know God is here? He can be here for you now.
At this current point, how much of your upcoming album is completed?
Oh, wow. Not a lot. It's definitely, I'm taking a lot of thought because I have mm-hmm. been out of the scene gospel-wise for a while. So conceptually, I mean, I have some ideas. I have some amazing producers that are lined up to work with. So we're in the very early
mm-hmm.
stages.
Well, that's kind of good, too, because then you still got a lot of time for planning and stuff.
Yeah.
Are there any people that you would, you know, want to work with as far as producers or writers or even other
mm-hmm.
singers on the album?
I would love to work with Kirk Franklin. I would love to work with, let's see here, I think Jessica Reedy, but I think that's going to be a no-brainer as we are now label mates. And then there are some people who are still in the R&B field, but I have some deep faith, like Chrisette Michelle. You know, I would love to see her write a song for me. I love her. I know she loves the Lord. It's evident, you know, yes, she is in R&B, but I've hung around her, and she is a good, wholesome woman. So, has standards, has morals, and has integrity. So, someone like Chrisette Michelle as well, you know, I would love to have her do something for me. And who knows? I mean, I could go on and on and on as far as my wish list.
Now, I know you said you're still in the early stages of the album, but have you gave any thought of what you may want to title it yet?
Not yet. When I tell you, I shouldn't say that. You should see my BlackBerry, my memo pad. this has been in the making for some years. So I have about 6 to 8 years worth of notes. This has been a long time coming. So I have lots of notes and things in my BlackBerry as far as album titles, song concepts, even down to my album photo shoot. I have so many ideas written down.
What kind of sound do you want this album, or what direction do you want the sound of this album to go in?
Wow, well, first of all, my mission is for people to definitely be inspired. I want them to feel like a champion. I want them to know, like, even what I went through. I went through so much stuff as far as regarding fear that, and I just had, like, this revelation, like, wow, fear paralyzes you to the point where you do not move forward. And before you know it, everybody is moving ahead of you. Not ahead of you, but the world don't stop because you're scared, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's definitely some triumphant type sounding music with live instruments. you know, once again, you know, I grew up in church, so I know what it's like to have organs and bass guitars, tambourines, drums, keyboards, horns, all of that, you know. So definitely some live music. I want to fuse the dance pop that I did a couple years ago and fuse that into some soul, you know. So and it's going to be very important of the producers that I choose who will be able to understand that.
Who are you currently listening to now that, you know, that's on your iPod or maybe in your CD player? What gospel artists are out now whose CD that you're listening to?
J.J. Harrison, a young guy by the name of Todd Delaney. Really loving his work. Charles Jenkins, who happens to be my pastor. Of course, you know, that album, we just picked that album up on iTunes. Awesome. The song is number one. So I'm excited about that. And then, of course, the old school music, like I said, that never goes away, from choir music to Kim Burrell to Yolanda, or the Walls Group. I think they're amazing as well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Stutters, I actually do remember I did see you at a few events down there. Of course, I didn't, you know, say anything to you, but I did see you. That wasn't your first time attending, was it?
As far as the Stellar Awards, but that was my first time attending, like, that BMI luncheon. I wasn't able to attend the actual award ceremony because I had to go out of town for something else, but I keep hearing about things year after year about the pre-stellar award activities, to where I said, okay, I can't make the formal show, but I want to make some of the pre-activities.
So when can we expect your first single from the upcoming album?
Oh, hopefully something by the fall. I think I can promise you a single by the fall.
What future plans do you have until the release of your album, which I believe will be at the top of 2013, right?
Well, that's what they say.
God willing.
I'm not promising anything yet. I'm focusing on this album to make sure it's some great music. But everybody knows I've done a lot of theater and Broadway. My goal is to, you know, continue to spread God's love and let people know who he is. But at the same time, I know nothing is wrong with me, you know, doing a Broadway play again one day. You know, so that's a good thing about knowing who you are and being strong in your faith, that, okay, as long as it does not conflict with anything, you know, that I'm going to go for, you know, pursuing television and film as well.
How can your fans and supporters stay in contact with you?
As of now, definitely contact me on Twitter at RealMichelleW and my Facebook.com/MichelleWilliams. The website should be up and running very, very soon.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to say to everyone before we go?
I'm grateful for the love and support, and I desire your prayers, and I desire more support, and I desire understanding of what I'm about to do.
Well, again, Michelle, thank you so much for conducting this interview with us today. All right,
thank you. Take care.